President John Evans Atta Mills has assured the World Bank that the government will prudently use the $3 billion facility from China, which was recently approved by Parliament. The assurance follows reservations expressed by the IMF about the loan facility and its program with the government. Speaking to Radio Ghana from New York, the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Koko Anyidoho, said the Vice President of the World Bank, Obiageli Ezekwesili, in a meeting with President Mills, was happy with the prospects of Ghana's economic growth, and she was confident that the government would use the money for the intended development projects. Mr. Anyidoho spoke to Seth Eya.
Basically, the meeting centered on Ghana's growth path. The Vice President of the World Bank said that the bank was excited about the growth prospects for Ghana's economy. As far as the World Bank is concerned, His Excellency President Mills is really doing a lot in terms of building a very solid base. Of course, the issue of the $3 billion Chinese CBD facility came up, and as regards that, I'm sure we all remember that sometime last week the IMF expressed some concern because of the program that Ghana is running with the IMF. But on her part, the World Bank Vice President said that they believe the bank was confident that His Excellency President Mills will use the fund for what it is intended for, because that's the concern of the World Bank and the IMF, you know, whether things are going to be as they used to be in the past under previous regimes. So you go and take $3 billion facility, drop it into the national kitty, and then just use it for other things. And of course, President Mills assured her that the money was going to be used purposely for putting in place the necessary infrastructure for us to build our gas and oil sector. So, and then the World Bank will continue to support Ghana's economy, especially as enter the middle income status.
Ghana has recently been adjudged the fastest growing economy. What was the position of the World Bank on this issue?
Solid commendation. But in her words, or in the words of the World Bank Vice President, she said that the bank is excited about the growth and development path of Ghana's economy. And Ghana is a model economy, it's a shining example. And so the bank is really focusing on Ghana. That is why it is critical that this $3 billion commercial loan facility is used for its intended purpose, so that the bank wouldn't have to be forced, as it were, knock heads with Ghana.
What about the issues about the World Bank spending assistance to Ghana as a result of the $3 billion Chinese loan?
The World Bank didn't say that. No, Madame Obiageli didn't say anything about that at all. The concern rather was more to do with how the funds will be deployed.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Koko Anyidoho, talking to Seth Eya. President Mills has also held discussions with the chief executives of Cosmos, Brian Maxford, and Blackstone Group, Stephen Schwarzman. Koko Anyidoho said President Mills assured Mr. Maxford that government would not impede the operations in Ghana.
It was more to do with assurances from the government of Ghana that Cosmos will be allowed to operate in a free and fair environment. Yes, there will be fair competition, but Cosmos is not going to be treated as a pariah, and that once they operate within the remit of Ghana's oil and gas law, the Atta Mills administration will allow Cosmos to function. There's no denying the fact that a lot of work was done by GNPC prior to Cosmos entering into the oil sector. But then again, you can't deny the fact that Cosmos indeed struck the oil. And so, facts are facts. And the president assured Cosmos that they'll be allowed to operate. Of course, Cosmos also thanked the president for the assurances and also committed themselves to a fair deal in Ghana. And they also made mention of the fact that they are also interested in corporate social responsibility. And currently, they have some speedboats that ferry medical personnel across the coastline in the Western region. And they intend to do more by way of corporate social responsibility. So it was a very healthy interaction between the Cosmos Energy Group and His Excellency President Atta Mills.
So this has certainly settled whatever lingering doubts that existed.
I reckon so.
For Blackstone Group, who are the financiers of Cosmos, are interested in the Ghanaian economy, Koko Anyidoho said President Mills sold the idea of investing in the two public universities that the government is putting up in the Volta and Bunahafu regions.
Blackstone Group have investments running in hundreds of billions of dollars worldwide. They actually own the Hilton Group of hotels, and they own the world of Astoria's worldwide, have a lot of investment in assets spread across the world. Indeed, the major financiers of Cosmos Energy, so you can imagine what I'm talking about, and this Steven Schwarzman, who is the head of the president, and it's basically about more investment in the way of Ghana. Blackstone Group is interested in entering the Ghanaian market frontally and to do foreign direct investment. Mr. Schwarzman seems to have a passion for education, so he's excellent that the government is going to put up 2 new universities in the wrong half of the world. But since he had a passion for education, government is very grateful if he can move in that direction. And Mr. Schwarzman gave his word of assurance and said that we will discuss the matter further. So it had to do with the confidence that they have in the Ghanaian economy, the amount of money that they are already investing in the economy through Cosmos, but now the group itself wants to come headlong. So very fruitful discussion, I say.
Friday, President Mills will be addressing the General Assembly of the UN. How is he bracing up towards the day?
Well, everybody is excited. The president is getting ready. Supposed to be being live on TV. So everything is going on well.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kukwu Aniduho, talking to Cethia.